Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I was in America last week. I went on a boat trip, which I actually vowed never to do again. I remember saying on this show before, I said when I went to Croatia last year that me and boats were over, O-V-A-H, over.
That was the worst, most boring story you've ever told, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
The boat trip with the nan. Was that the one with the nan?
Where I met the nans after I got off the boat?
Yeah.
What? Was that the boring one?
Yeah, even you said at the end of it, it went on for like 25 minutes and you went, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, should
I? Actually, the entire conclusion to the story was just that I'd met some nans who were waiting.
Did you fall asleep on a nan or something?
All right, I can't find the siren noise, so we're just going to use the one that doesn't speak. Country alarm. Stop registering, please, for the Radio 1 Big Weekend tickets. Your 15 minutes is up. Stop registering. Found them. That's it. Anyway, how rude interrupting my next really good boat story. So I was on a boat last week in America, in San Francisco Bay, actually. I don't know why I went on a boat again after I went to Croatia that time and I had to hold onto the side and nearly fell in. It was awful. Anyway, what's the one thing that people always have to do when they're on a boat?
Oh, I hate boats.
So do I.
I'm going to say be sick because that's the reason I don't go on them.
No, apart from that.
Wear a life jacket.
Good health and safety, but not that. I'll tell you.
Oh God, I don't know.
The one thing that people always do, for some reason, you have to wave.
You do. Yes, you do.
Either to people on other boats going past or just people on the bank. Hello. Now, I was on this boat. People started waving. I waved back. Now, I don't think there's any other mode of public transport where it's acceptable to wave in that fashion, is there? Like, imagine, I mean, obviously a school trip.
Yeah.
Because you're at the back and you're like, that's just to annoy other motorists. But, like, if you're on the bus coming home from work or school right now, try it. It's not socially acceptable. If someone started waving at me from a bus, I wouldn't wave back. But for some reason, on a boat, it's absolutely fine to wave back. And it's fine to also start the waving. Why is that?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Lazy Daisy from Devizes.
Lazy Daisy from Devizes.
That's it.
How's it going?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm all right, cheers, Daze. What are you saying?
Basically, it's acceptable to wave to or from a steam train.
Is it?
There's not many about, which is why it's acceptable, I think.
So, how many steam trains have you been on?
Just the one.
So, but even from being on there once, you know that it's socially acceptable to wave from a steam train?
Yeah, it's acceptable. I wave from a steam train at the passers-by and cars or walkers.
So anyone, really?
They all wave back, yeah, they all wave back. The children love it.
They love it?
Yeah, they absolutely love it.
All right. Are you being lazy for the rest of the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm Lazy Daisy. I'm always lazy.
Okay, love you, bye.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Here's my new actual favourite. Can we keep his number, please?
I want his opinion on everything.
So do I. Can we make him a regular? And Lazy Daisy's view on the world. They love it. I was on the steam train myself.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
What is up with everyone today? Everyone's being really weird. We just spoke to Lazy Daisy.
He wasn't weird.
Okay, we'll try this one. Dave's been on saying, I got hit by a steam train once. Everyone's just being a bit strange. You can wave at tractors, Scott. No, you can't. When was the last time you waved at a tractor? Stop being weird, everyone. You're freaking me out. Cruise liners, that's allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and ferries. And definitely canal boats. Everyone waves.
I think all sorts of... Every type of boat or anything at sea is acceptable to wave, but it's only on roads where certain conditions apply.
Also, someone says, if you try standing at Tower Bridge in London, look down... Looking down, every time a tourist open-top bus goes by, a bus would be weird, they all wave, you know, like they're the queen, at you. It's all boats, I've decided. You do have to wave on a boat, not so much on the bus. I'd quite like to get someone on, actually, quite soon, who fancies, like, waving on the bus on the way home from school or college or work, and just to see if anyone waves back.
Well, someone's been on saying they don't give their name, and they said, I've waved at every single car since you mentioned boats. I can confirm they don't like it.
At all.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
David Guetta, welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you very much for having me.
How are you?
I'm really good. Really good.
We're so pleased you're here because you, just by being here, bring some much-needed class to this show.
Where is that?
Because you're a natural French.
Oh, and so you think we have natural class?
I think so.
Oh, wow. Usually it goes the opposite way. You know, I always felt like the Brits had something against us or something.
Not in any way.
We love British people. But we feel that we don't get love back.
You're feeling that French don't get the love back from Britain?
Yes, sometimes.
Why?
Every time I come to the UK, I hear a lot of people, oh, you're so nice, David, because usually French people are arrogant.
You're not.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. You seem like a very nice man. And you seem like a sophisticated...
Have you heard that before or not?
Yeah.
That French people are arrogant.
Yeah, it's been said.
I wonder why. Yeah, you see?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Okay. I'm trying not to be, at least.
No, you're not. And you seem sophisticated. You've got a nice scarf on there.
It's more of a cravat.
It's a cravat, actually. And I bet that you know how to order the wines and all that, don't you? I bet when you pick from the wine menu... I bet you don't choose the second one down, do you? I bet you choose the most expensive one on the list.
No, unfortunately, I'm not a real, real French because I don't eat garlic. I don't eat frogs.
Right.
And I don't
drink
wine.
Don't tell me you don't drink wine.
I don't.
What? But why?
I'm sorry. I know it's absolutely shocking, but I don't.
Wow. What do you drink?
So your whole interview is down now because everything was based on the fact that I was going to drink wine.
All my questions were about frogs, garlic and wine.
Oh!
What am I going to do now? That's not true. So you don't... Do you not drink at all?
No.
Wow.
That wouldn't make me a good British guy either.
Yeah, that would... No, you wouldn't be... That would be no good here at all. So all your gigs that you do, you don't even have a drink before you go on stage...
No, sometimes I have a drink after.
Okay.
To celebrate how amazing the gig was.
Yeah, because your gigs are insane.
They are.
Do you find having the French accent helps when it comes to getting girls?
I don't know. I don't know if it helps.
Yes, it does.
Oh!
See, if I had a French accent...
I can say that not eating garlic definitely helps.
If I had a French accent, I think I would play up to it. Because sometimes I think I would go more French because I thought the ladies would like it.
If you're ever struggling at the end of the night, do you just go into French to see if that helps?
Yeah, always.
Because I imagine that at like about 10 to 2, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, the lights are about to go
if
on.
If I talk like this...
I'll go French.
Yeah.
So do you sometimes go more French?
I don't think I have to. I'm already...
I'm French enough, thanks. Now, you make just about every other song that's out at the moment, pretty much. And for the past few years, really, do you keep a count of how many hits you've had? Do you know how many?
No, I didn't keep a count.
Rough ballpark figure, do you know?
I know that there was like last year, I think I had 5 number ones in your country in a year. That was pretty crazy.
That's quite good, isn't it? It's not bad. But overall, you don't like sit there at home with a chart.
No,
going, yeah,
no,
another
no.
one.
No, no, because I'm trying to make good music, and to be honest, I'm always more looking at the future. You know, like right now, I'm working on my next album, and I'm really excited about it. And so that's where my head is. You know, more in the future than in the past.
How do you find the time to do your own stuff and actually work with other people? Are you in the studio like 7 days a week?
When it comes to making beats, I do a lot on tour. I have like a studio in my laptop, And it's like a serious studio. Mm. That's what is so amazing with making music today is that you can have, as you know, because you I can see that you know, you're working all those machines.
I'm making music right now, David. I am. While I'm interviewing you.
So
that sounds weird.
I'm making a number one hit.
Sweet music.
Yeah. That does sound a bit weird, yeah. Actually. Sorry.
So it's amazing that I can make beats anywhere, you know, in my hotel rooms, on the plane. And now when it comes to recording vocals, you know, every time I make an album, I would take 2 or 3 months off, usually staying in Los Angeles and recording over there.
If you're on a plane, though, does that not get annoying for the other passengers? Could you keep it down, please, Mr. Guetta? Does that happen?
Well,
because you'd be a bit. That's.
I'm trying to work with headphones, obviously.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, yeah, so you're the one going. And I can still hear your headphones 5 doors down.
Actually, you know, they made these new headphones that are really cool, and everything is perfect with it, except everybody else can hear what you're doing. Everybody, the whole plane was watching me, and I was like, what's wrong with me today, you know? And it was actually because of that. So I'm using other headphones when I'm making beats on the plane.
Did people complain?
Yes.
I love that.
They were making me signs, like, not nice ones.
Were they? So I'm hearing that you're working maybe with Leona Lewis on a new album?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Nicki Minaj?
Yes, I am. As you know, I have a new record out today.
Today?
And it's called Where Them Girls At, and it's featuring Nicki Minaj and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge. I wonder why you didn't play 10 times a day on the first day. What's going on with you, Radio 1 people?
We are going to play it right now.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah. Can't promise it 10 times, Dave, but I'll play it now.
Play 10 times on the roll.
To be honest, it'll be on at least 10 times a day, probably very soon.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Our guest is David Guetta.
Hello.
So you're not working with Leona Lewis?
No.
What about you two?
We spoke with Bono and, I don't know, he disappeared.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't eat any garlic before, so...
Did you know?
No, actually, I went to see him in a concert. It was like, you know, you're working with me, David. I'm like, I didn't know, but I'm very excited about it. And then, I don't know, he disappeared.
So you could well be producing for you too soon?
Apparently not, as he disappeared, but I would love to.
Oh, okay. What was it like working with Snoop Dogg? Did you ever meet him?
No, actually, the story of this record is really, really strange. I met him after... But it's not like my usual work. Where,
after,
you know,
the remix.
Yeah. Usually I'm in the studio with the artist. Yeah. And this time it was different. They made a hip-hop. It was a hip-hop record originally. And they played it to me and they said, what do you think of it? Would you, you know, consider making a remix? And I said, well, I can hear it, but in a totally different way. To say, oh, let's go, no problem, we love what you do, you know. And then I played it to him, and he went really crazy. And he was like, yo, this is crazy, you know. And then it kind of exploded in a very natural way, you know. It's kind of, I would say, almost a problem because, you know, my first single was supposed to be Where Them Girls At. And that record became so big, we're like, we have too many hits at the same time, you know? So
it's not a bad problem to have, though,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, you know, it's not the same singers, so I don't think it would be a problem for Radio 1, would it?
Not at all.
Okay.
We're thinking of changing our name to David Guetta FM anyway, so...
Oh, no, listen. When I was in Los Angeles, you know, I went to do a few interviews, you know, presenting the records and everything. And I went to this new radio called Amp Radio, and I'm speaking with the program manager, how do you say?
Yeah, the guy that programs the music.
Yeah, exactly. And so I say, what is your format? He said, my format is David Guetta.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's a statement, you know.
No, the thing is, I just came back from LA and I think I heard that station and it pretty much is David Guetta FM.
Yeah, everything that sounds a little bit like this.
Absolutely.
It's crazy, right?
I was driving for a good 3 hours and it was either you or something that sounded very much like you.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Watch the money roll in, David. It's all good. So you play DJ gigs all over the world. And they always look incredible, and it looks like you're having a great time. What's the best gig you've ever played?
The best gig I've ever played will be this weekend at Brixton Academy.
Okay.
Will be the best gig ever played.
Always looking
on
towards
the planet,
the future.
Ever by any DJ.
You say that to all the crowds. Is there a gig that stands out as the worst one you've ever done?
Well, actually, I remember my second gig in the UK. So, you know, I was already really big as a DJ in my country, and that was like 10 years ago, you know. And my first record was Just a Little More Love.
Yeah.
And it was starting to work a little bit in the UK. You know, Pete Tong was playing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pete. He was the first again. So I was all excited about going, you know, to play in your country, you know, because of course we know when it comes to dance music, you make the rules, you know.
Wow.
It was a big deal for me, and I prepared myself for such a long time, and I went to that club, and it was absolutely empty. But when I say empty, I don't mean like looking empty. It was empty.
Right, there was no one there.
There was no one.
Just you.
Yeah, it was me.
You and a couple of bouncers.
The bartenders, and, you know. I was so humiliated, you know. So,
do you still do a full-on set, even though it was just you there?
Or did I made half of a set because I didn't want to be rude, but I was feeling so bad. You know, I was just going to shoot myself in the head.
Yeah, and you were just playing a gig to yourself, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Then I have to be honest. You know, after like half an hour, 3 person came in.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good. That's a crowd. Did the 3 people love it?
Yeah, they were going crazy.
Now, I heard that your computer got hacked lately.
Yes, that's actually the reason why well, Them Girls Out is out. I was supposed to wait a little more before releasing it, but someone stole this a cappella, made terrible music.
Did they?
Around it.
Oh.
And put my name on it and put it on the internet. So people would think
that you'd made a rubbish record.
Exactly. So I don't want to be disrespectful to that horrible person that produced that terrible record that was supposed to be mine and put my name on it. But I would advise him not to come to say hello to me. The worst part was that this guy not only, you know, made the music, but he was also trying to sound like me. A lot of people calling me, oh, David, I love your new record. And I'm like, what? It's terrible. What are you talking about?
Why was it so bad?
Well, you know, it's not,
just not how you would have done it.
Exactly, you know. And also, you know, it felt really terrible that they stole my vocals. They make it like it's me and Nikki. So Nikki was mad at me.
Oh, no, you don't want her being mad at you.
No, trust me, you
oh
don't.
Oh, my God.
Trust me, you don't. So
she would have gone into that voice. Oh, David, I'm mad at you today.
No, listen, that's, you know, that she wants to be British now.
I know. That's her British voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Martha.
That's what she does now.
Yeah.
So that's her new thing. And I think it's really funny, you know, because me coming from Europe, going to America all that way to get the real, you know, the real hip-hop ghetto vibe. And now
she goes British.
Exactly.
Yeah. Out of all the people you've worked with, who do you keep in touch with the most?
Will.i.am and Akon. I'm good friends also with Kelly Rowland.
I like her. She's nice.
Yeah, she's really, really nice. She's a friend, you know.
Have you ever worked with Lady Gaga?
No, I've never worked with her.
Would you like to?
Of course. She's amazing.
Now, me and Gaga are producing next year's entry for Moldova in the Eurovision Song Contest.
I don't know what Moldova is.
It's a country in Europe.
Oh.
You know, are you aware of the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yes, of course. I could totally see her at your Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What we need, though, David, is we need someone to produce it. And, like, Gaga's already on board. Let me play you this.
Now, here's where you could help us. Ta-da! Because we do need to write a song soon.
Oh, gosh.
Right? We want to... Do you know the Eurovision Song Contest?
Okay.
Do you know this?
Yes.
It's an amazing array of talent from all over Europe. And we want to enter for the country Moldova. Not because Britain never win it.
So, oh, really?
We're not going to enter for the
UK. Because we're not very popular.
Yeah, they don't like us.
Well, you know what? I will do anything for Radio 1.
So there we are. She's on board.
You see how powerful you are.
Yeah. All I need is for you to say yes, and we're go to produce next year's entry from Moldova. I've got Lady Gaga on vocals.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm signing.
I've got David Guetta as my producer, everybody. Thank you. That's incredible. Thank you so much. The one that doesn't speak here has got a kind of idea for what the song could be like. All we need to do now is just add Gaga's vocals and obviously your amazing production. So, I mean, he's going to... What do you think of this? Here we go. That's a good start, right? Now what happens?
It's a pretty good idea.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's a good progression.
Good. Do you like the progression of the chord?
You see how easy it is to play it. It's embarrassing. No. Okay. I'm going to tell you a story that I shouldn't say.
Okay.
But you see, he's playing it with two fingers. And that's how I play. You know,
do you play the keyboard with two fingers?
Yes. sometimes three when I'm in a really good shape, you know. And it's really funny because there's a French TV show that was following me for 3 days. And I was working on a beat and I have like a synthesizer that is even smaller than this one.
Right, and this is small.
It looks like a toy. Mm. And I was looking for a melody and they were filming me. And I find that melody... And I'm playing with three fingers because anyone on that keyboard, there's no space for more than three fingers. By the way, the record became the Rihanna record.
Well, who's that chick?
Yeah, exactly. And after that, do you have a show called Spitting Image here?
We used to, like a puppet show.
Yeah, exactly. So we have this in France. And because of that, they made a puppet of me, you know, on the show. And I'm the guy that can play with only one finger. And I make all my hits with one finger. And it makes me look really stupid. But I have to admit it. It's super funny. And they're showing me composing, I Got a Feeling, with a Simon. You remember the game Simon when you were kids, you know? So they show me as an 8 years old playing with Simon. And they show me now still composing music with a Simon.
I just like it that you've made songs for Rihanna using two fingers. That's my actual favourite. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to see you today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure. It was fun.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. So you know what? I thought yesterday, when we first said this, that people might laugh at my idea of making a film.
Well, we did. Because it was a bit random. You just came back from holiday and all of a sudden you turned into Steven Spielberg.
Because I've been to Hollywood, sweetheart.
Some people actually took me quite seriously yesterday. I asked you to text in on 81199 with whatever you're doing the weekend of the big weekend, which is the 14th and 15th of May. Not this weekend coming, the one after. I want to make a film. I want us all to film what we're doing that weekend, whatever it is, whether you might be in Carlisle, you might be taking your first driving test, you might be getting married, you might be just sitting around playing games in your pants all weekend. Doesn't matter. We're in the movie business now, sweetheart. We're making movies. Loads of people are up for this. I want to make a Radio 1 movie with everything that we're all doing on that weekend of the 14th and 15th of May. Ryan's been on. All right, Ryan?
All right, Scott, how are you?
All right, how's it going?
I am good, cheers.
So what will you be doing on the weekend of the 14th and 15th?
Getting married on the 14th.
Getting married?
Yeah.
Now, you're one of the people that texted in yesterday, so you're prepared to film this for us and be part of our movie, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so tell me a bit about the wedding.
I'm getting married to a girl called Kate. And my middle name's William.
Yes. Wells and Kate.
But my last name, my surname is Moss as well, so she's going to be Kate Moss then after we're married as well.
Oh, this is just perfect.
You've got yourself a good one there.
That is good. So not only are William and Kate getting married, but she's now going to become Kate Moss on the 14th of May.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. I know it's going to be quite a busy day for you. Are you up for a bit of filming?
Yeah, I got a videographer anyway.
Well, we will get you with your videographer.
But that's not cheap.
No, so...
Doing it properly, aren't you, Ryan?
Yeah, you're only doing it once, hopefully, don't I?
Well, hopefully, yeah. Okay, so, well, listen, that would be quite cool if you were part of our movie, because, you know, we're going big screen now. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get together all the clips of what everyone's doing on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May, and we're going to make a movie.
No problem.
I want you to be part of it. I need to stop doing that voice. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Do you like how I have a kind of pretend cigar in my hand as well when I'm making a movie?
I wonder what you were doing.
That's a cigar.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to mention it. I was a bit scared.
That was supposed to be a cigar. Okay. Sorry about that. All right, Ryan, getting married to Kate Moss. Hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
No problem.
All right.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Be part of the Radio 1 movie. Let me know what you're doing on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May. Even if you're just going out with your mates or, I don't know, revising all weekend. I want you to be part of it. Podcast. Now, for some reason, when we talked about this earlier, things got really quite strange on the texts and loads of boat stories came in. In fact, I think we've got another boat story now. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Damien.
What's your story, Damien?
About being violated with an ice cream.
Okay, well, what's that then?
I was on a boat trip in Turkey, just minding my own business on the deck, one of them all-inclusive trips. Next thing, out comes the captain, chewing on a Magnum.
Chewing on a Magnum?
Yeah, you know, the ice cream.
Yeah, I know,
he stole the chocolate off, and starts to lick and suck the ice cream, and then there's, like, some kind of boiler room emergency, so he runs off, past me, forces this ice cream in my face. The next thing, I've got this horrible, man, slobbery ice cream in my mouth. I just felt violated and sick.
And he licked all the chocolate off the Magnum.
Yeah.
And then there was a boiler room emergency and he shoved it in your gob.
Yeah. Grim.
It is a good boat story.
Not
being
good.
Violated by the captain's Magnum.
All right, then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
I don't really know what to say after that. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Someone says, I had a cornetto unceremoniously shoved in my ear, creamy end first once while watching Kings of Leon. Wow, I didn't think this one was going to take off, but it's flying. Who else would have thought that would happen to anyone?
Oh, you wouldn't want the hard chocolatey bit in your ear, would
you? No, you would not. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Adam off of London.
Hello, Adam off of London. How can I help?
I was just ringing up to let you know that my boyfriend actually waves on the tube and the buses all of the time.
No, okay, right, here's the thing. People don't even make eye contact on the London tube.
No, exactly.
And he waves?
He does, yeah, all the time. And people just look at him like he's really odd and I tell him off. But he doesn't listen. He thinks it's fun.
What, so he's on the tube and he's waving like a game show contestant at people on the platform?
Yeah, exactly like that, yeah.
Wow, okay. And you're still going out with him?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Incredible.
Does anyone ever wave back, or is that a stupid question?
Occasionally they do, but they look scared when they do it. Like he is some form of...
Well, it's that kind of thing of, do I know you?
Yeah.
Why are you waving at me?
Yeah, he does it all the time. He does it at the car and everything.
Oh, God. When was the last time he did it?
At the weekend. We were driving back from Norfolk, and he did it at the weekend.
Right. So it's quite a regular occurrence for you?
Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah.
Do you ever tell him to, like, stop it?
Yeah, all the time. But he won't listen to me because he thinks it's fun, but I tell him it's odd.
There is an element of fun attached. What's his name?
Matthew.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Waving.
I'm waving.
Coming next, our new game based on the amazing Jeremy Kyle show on TV. I know.
It's made me late for work so many times.
Just wanting to know what happens next with the results and everything. And to get you in the mood for the new Jeremy Kyle game, here's our Jeremy Kyle song that we did a while back.
Shut up! Right now!
Listen!
Hold on.
Shut up! Right now! Shut up! Right now and point the camera at me!
bite?
Yes.
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did.
Why? Why? Why on earth are you saying that? Why?
Shut up right now. Listen.
Point the camera at me. Point the camera at me.
Why on earth are you saying that?
Why?
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes.
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did.
Why? Did you give him a love bite?
Yes.
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did.
Why on earth are you saying that?
Why?
Because I was...
Shut up! Right now! Shut up right now and point the camera at me!
I've really missed that song.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. It's our Jeremy Kyle game! Who doesn't love a bit of Jezza? You love it, students. So do you, unemployed people. And people who are off sick. It's the Jeremy Kyle game on Radio 1. So this is very simple. We play you some clips of people who've been on the show. You try to predict the result of the lie detector or DNA test. It's play along at home fun. Get yourself some Scott Mills points now.
Don't get smart with me, love. I'm not even in first gear, trust me.
So, here's the first one. Now, this is Liam. Now, he is Emma's ex, sort of. Emma has a baby, but is it Liam's?
I'm going to have a lie down because I'm suffering from stress.
Let's have a listen to the clips. And then you guess what happened next.
Was it a serious long-term relationship?
No, it's a couple of nights. That's it. That's all it were.
A couple of nights, that's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That's it. So...
And what am I going to say to you?
Should have wore protection.
Why didn't you?
Don't know. Should have done, I know, but I didn't do. Oh, you make those mistakes, don't you?
Who does he remind me of? I don't know. Is that off of Little Britain? Yeah. I don't know. It is off
what,
Little
is
Britain.
What, is it Lou or Andy?
It's
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know.
You heard a lot of things that she'd slept around?
Yeah, I know of a few people she's been with as well.
At the time that the baby was conceived?
Yep, all at the same time.
I love the people on this show.
Oh, it's a certain type of person, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's continue.
Should have worked at the start because of the dates from the scans. And then when you got into an argument, it was, you're not the dad, you are the dad, you're not the dad, you are the dad, you're not the dad. And then you're not the dad, you are the dad, you're not the dad. You are the dad.
It's got all Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah, to me, to you. To
you
me,
are,
to you.
You're not.
You're
no,
not.
Yeah,
you
no.
are, you're not. So, we're listening to Liam at the moment. Emma's ex, kind of. Emma's got a baby. Is it Liam's? What do you think?
This man says, and I quote, that there are 7 potential fathers to this baby.
No,
is that true?
Not. No.
How many are there?
2.
Oh, no. 2?
Did you know, think, hope, wonder that it was his, or were you at that moment always 50-50?
50-50.
Did you tell him you were 50-50?
At first, yeah.
Then what did you tell him?
That he was, and then rumours started going about saying he wasn't the father, someone else was the father.
Oh, God. So, those are the clues here on the Jeremy Kyle game. Is Liam the father or not? Becky.
Well, at first I thought he was, and then I thought he wasn't, yeah. and then I thought he was,
and
now
thought,
I think he isn't.
Right, you think he isn't. Liam is not the father.
Can I say I hope he isn't? Probably not. I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm going to say he isn't.
You're saying Liam isn't the father. Let's find out.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, little boy, get it?
Is Liam the father or not?
Well, well, well.
Whether he's
others
or not.
The DNA test results show that Liam... is the child's biological
child. Oh! What a cliffhanger. Wow.
Well, that's good.
I don't know.
At least she knows now.
Okay, next one. Here's Jackie.
Oh, with... That's my mum's name. It's not, is it?
She would have told you surely if she'd been on Jeremy Kyle.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'd love it if it was now.
Jackie has a partner of 2 years called David. No?
That's my dad's name. They're not together anymore, though.
Okay, good.
Good.
Oh, no, I don't mean good. Yeah. Obviously, I mean like it's not obviously not them.
I was all getting a bit weird for a minute there. I was like, oh,
they're not together anymore. Brilliant. Now, Jackie doesn't trust David and thinks that he's had it off with someone else.
Yeah, that was probably what caused it. No, no, no.
The first thing that I would do if I didn't trust my partner was ring up Jeremy Carr and go, oh, yeah, can I come on?
Yeah.
Now, David says he hasn't had it off with anyone else. Is he telling the truth? Let's hear the evidence.
I'm going to have a lie down because I'm suffering from stress.
Here's Jackie and David on the Jeremy Kyle game.
I found a text message on his phone.
Did you?
That said, I'm at your back door now, !! I'm one of those yellow happy faces.
OK, so David's at the back door. That's the first message.
Well, he went to the shop and he had to cycle through a park to get to the shop. And when he came back, he was covered in dirt all over his back, all over his shoulders. And the only way I could think you could get like that is if you actually lay down in the park. But it just doesn't make sense.
This is just from me, nobody else. Could he have fallen off his bicycle at all?
You've got to ask the questions. He might have fallen off his bike.
Like, with the dirt on my back and that, like, I literally didn't know how the dirt got back. I didn't fall off my bike.
No.
And I didn't want to lie about it, do you know what I mean? But, like, I mean, it's something probably I didn't give a second's thought to, do you know what I mean?
Oh, Jackie still doesn't trust you, though, David.
What about the photo of you in a girl's car?
It's not a photo of me in a girl's car.
It is. You said it was. You said it's me in the car.
I said it's me
in
her car.
We haven't got a car.
Yeah, but I've got mates with cars, haven't I?
Right, so he's got mates with cars.
A girl's car, like a pink one.
Mm-hmm.
I took a photo with my phone, of my knee in a car. Yeah, I can't remember doing it. I've done it, obviously, by mistake, yeah?
Oh, by mistake.
Yeah.
You won't even tell me what car.
I don't know what car it is, though, do I? I took a mistake, picture of my knee in a motor.
Yeah. Oh, I just took a picture of his knee.
That's like when you accidentally took the picture
of my thumb.
Inverted commas.
It was my thumb.
It wasn't, though.
No, it was my thumb and it was his knee, actually.
Why is it when your mobile phone goes, you disappear to another room and whisper?
Because the telly's on or something. It's just because it's loud, do you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Well, we've heard all the evidence.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, little boy, get it?
Jackie doesn't trust David. Thinks he's had it off with someone else. Has he or not? Is he telling the truth?
Right, so he had dirt on his back and he didn't know where it came from.
Yeah.
He's been taking pictures of his knee in the motor. I think he's clean. He's fine.
You think he is?
Yeah, he's got nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide?
No, it doesn't sound like it. Does he sound dodgy to you?
Not at all, no.
No.
Okay, so you're saying that he is telling the truth and he hasn't done it with anyone else?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Here we go.
We asked David, whilst being in a relationship with Jackie, have you ever had sexual intercourse with any other person? He said no. Do you know why he said no? Do you know what I mean?
Because he was telling the truth.
He was telling the truth.
Yes!
Well done.
Well done. Despite the dirt and the knee picture, he was telling the truth. He's clean. You're right.
Yeah.
If you said he was clean, 10 Scott Mills points. And for the other one as well, if you said that Liam was the father, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. I very much enjoyed the Jeremy Carr game. I hope it's back soon.
Don't get smart with me, love. I'm not even in first gear, trust me.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.